You know that feeling, right? Standing in a really busy kitchen, customers waiting, and you're just staring at this huge pot of water, like willing it to boil faster. Get that pasta cooked perfectly. It's such a classic bottleneck. You might think pasta, oh, that's simple, but in a pro kitchen, it's basically a science. Every second counts. So today we're doing a deep dive into something that could, well, really change that whole process. Commercial pasta cookers. And look, this isn't just about getting noodles done quicker. It's more fundamental, boosting overall kitchen efficiency, saving actual money long term, and crucially, getting that consistent quality, you know, the kind that keeps people coming back. We've looked at some great insights from a source that really focuses on commercial kitchen gear, and our mission today is to pull out the key nuggets for you.
Yeah, what's really interesting is how these specialized tools tackle those really common pain points in high-volume food service. They take what seems like a simple job and just make it this incredibly streamlined operation. So we'll help you understand, how they work, what makes certain brands different, and really importantly, how taking proper care of them can lead to some surprising savings down the line.
And when we talk faster, we mean way faster. Like cooking pasta maybe 30, even 40% faster than just boiling water in pots. We'll definitely explore that. And then we'll look at some of the unique features from big names like Rosito Bassani, Pitco, and Electrolux. Right, let's unpack how these workhorses can really redefine what your kitchen can do. Okay, so before we get into specific brands, maybe let's just pin down exactly what a commercial pasta cooker is and why it's such a, well, a game changer for so many places. Forget that big pot simmering away on the back burner, right? This is a dedicated piece of equipment, super efficient, engineered just for handling loads of pasta fast and really consistently.
That's exactly it. And they're incredibly versatile too.
Yeah.
You can get different sizes, little countertop ones for smaller spots, or these big floor models for, really demanding kitchens. Plus, you've got choices for power electric or gas, so they fit almost anywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, that core benefit, like you said, is the speed, raw speed. These machines are built so the water's basically ready instantly. Cuts cooking times by that, yeah, impressive 30-40% compared to waiting for a giant pot to boil. Think about peak hours. That's huge. It's not just convenient, it's about getting rid of that whole pasta bottleneck. Imagine consistently hitting service times, maybe using staff differently, even fitting in more customers because your pasta station is just always ready.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me. Rosito Bassani. I keep hearing this phrase, Italian craftsmanship. How does that actually, translate into real benefits for a chef beyond just feeling premium? And how does that precision help get the pasta perfect every single time?
Well, that Italian craftsmanship, it really boils down to an obsession with consistency and high-quality results. Rosito Bassani cookers, yeah, they're known for being robustly built.
Yeah.
And they nail those cooking times batch after batch, thanks to precise built-in timers. That consistency, absolutely critical when you're pumping out hundreds of plates. They also often have multiple baskets. That's a huge efficiency boost. You can cook different pasta shapes at the same time, no flavor mixing. And that stainless steel construction, the easy to clean parts, not just about saving a few minutes. It helps with staff fatigue, improves hygiene, especially during those crazy shifts. It all adds up to a smoother operation, maybe even helps keep staff happier. So for kitchens that really prioritize that consistent high quality output, often your traditional Italian places, Rosito Pisani, yeah, they really excel. Energy-wise, they're pretty good too, usually around 85% efficient.
Okay, so to keep that performance consistent, what's the advice on daily maintenance, for chefs who really want to look after their gear?
Right, diligence is key. You
Well.
absolutely need thorough cleaning after every single use. That's non-negotiable. You'll also want to check and clean the water inlet, the drain valves. Inspect the basket handles for any wear and tear. And calibrate those timers regularly. Make sure they're accurate. It's all about preventative care, not just fixing things when they break.
Okay, so we've seen Rosito Bassani's focus on that Italian precision. Let's pivot a bit. Let's talk about Pitco. It feels like a distinctly American approach, maybe.
Yeah.
The focus seems to be all about speed and durability, resilience. What's driving their focus on cooking so fast, and how do they actually do it?
Pitco is definitely geared towards those high volume places. Think busy restaurants, cafeterias, where quick turnover and just solid reliability are everything. Their big standout feature is definitely how fast they heat up, sometimes up to 50% faster than older models. It's remarkable. They usually achieve this through high efficiency heating elements and really smart insulation. Lets them get the water hot fast and recover temperature quickly when you drop in cold pasta. Pitco cookers also tend to have these intuitive smart controls. often digital, maybe with pre-programmed settings, so they can adjust heat, cooking cycles automatically based on the pasta type. Helps ensure a perfect al dente result every time, doesn't matter who's using it. And yeah, they're built tough, really strong, designed for heavy, continuous use day in, day out. Plus, they often have these clever systems like overflow or continuous filtration that skim off starch and stuff. Keeps the cooking water cleaner for longer, which means better tasting pasta throughout the service. Saves water too.
So yeah, if you're running a bustling cafeteria, maybe a high volume diner, Pitco's whole design philosophy sounds like it's perfectly matched. Maximize throughput, deliver speed under pressure.
Precisely. And their energy efficiency is actually quite good too, usually around 88%. Which just reinforces their role as a real workhorse for kitchens needing to cook a lot, fast, and reliably.
All right, and then for those kitchens always looking forward, you know, pushing boundaries with technology, sustainability, our third contender, Electrolux. They seem to bring a really modern edge to this whole pasta cooking game. What sort of innovative features did they bring to the table, especially around efficiency and being eco-friendly?
Electrolux, yeah, being a global leader, they really excel at integrating advanced tech, both for precise cooking and for serious energy savings. They feature incredibly precise water temperature controls, gets you that perfect pasta texture consistently. But where they really stand out is those energy-saving features, things like smart power management, standby modes. These can genuinely use up to 20% less energy than some standard cookers. Some models hit, like a remarkable 92% energy efficiency. Now, when you think about that jump, say from 85% to 92% efficiency, for a restaurant running this thing hours every day, that translates directly into potentially thousands of dollars saved on utility bills each year. That's a direct boost to your profit margin year after year. They're also known for being super user-friendly. Intuitive controls, often multi-language options, makes training new staff much easier, and their design is often flexible, modular, so they can fit into different kitchen layouts easily and maybe even be expanded if the business grows.
Okay, that sounds absolutely ideal for kitchens focused not just on cooking pasta well, but also on making sure their equipment choices fit with, you know, bigger business values like sustainability or making operations simpler. It's about more than just the noodles then, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Electrolux really shows how equipment can be a strategic asset, supporting both high-quality food and a commitment to being environmentally responsible.
So we've looked closely at the machines themselves, but the smartest operators know the financial story doesn't stop when you buy it.
Right.
It's about what happens after it's out of the box. Which brings us to TCO, total cost of ownership. And this isn't just the sticker price. It includes operating costs, maintenance, energy use, over the whole life of the machine.
Right. Investing in quality equipment definitely pays off long term, no question. High quality pasta cookers like the ones we've talked about, they will lead to significant savings on energy and labor over time. But a huge piece of maximizing that TCO, that value, is partnering with the right service companies. These companies are just crucial. They offer quick fixes if something goes wrong, which minimizes downtime. That's huge. They also do regular checkups, catch small issues before they snowball into big, expensive problems.
And that's not all, is it? Our source mentioned these service companies, like Malachy Parts and Service was one example. They often stock OEM parts, original equipment manufacture parts, which means you're getting components designed specifically for your machine, tested for it. Leads to more reliable repairs, ensures your investment lasts longer. They also give expert advice, even staff training, on how to use the equipment properly, basic maintenance. It really is a partnership. And the data supports this proper service and maintenance. It can cut your overall spending by around 50% compared to, like, industry averages. That's a massive saving. Mm. Can you maybe give us a concrete example? Like, a common problem regular maintenance stops that would otherwise cost a fortune.
Oh, definitely. Think about something simple, like a clogged drain valve. Or maybe a thermostat that's just slightly off. Miscalibrated if you ignore it. That minor clog could lead to inefficient heating, wasted energy, or worse, maybe water damage from an overflow. A slightly off thermostat means your pasta isn't cooking quite right, wasting energy, maybe even ruining batches. That hits your food cost, customer satisfaction. Regular service catches these small things. It prevents a major component failure, like a heating element burning out completely or the whole system just shutting down. That kind of failure could cost thousands. In parts, labor. Not to mention the lost revenue when you're unexpectedly down during a busy service. So yeah, that 50% saving, it's not just theoretical. It's very real for kitchens that actually prioritize that preventative care.
Wow. You might think maintenance is just, you know, another chore. But what you just laid out shows exactly why it's a total game changer for the bottom line. So that daily cleaning, inspecting your pasta cooker, it's essential for keeping it running well, extending its life, turns a simple task into like a strategic move.
Exactly. And beyond that daily stuff, professional maintenance really should be scheduled twice a year. Those preventative checkups can head off those unexpected breakdowns we just talked about, keep the kitchen running smoothly. Our source also gave some common troubleshooting tips, which are super helpful for quick fixes.
Right, like if the water isn't heating, first checks are obvious. Is it plugged in? Gas connected? Check the temperature settings, then maybe look at the heating elements or if pasta's cooking unevenly. Common mistakes are overfilling the baskets, not having enough water in there, or maybe adding the pasta before the water's at a really good rolling boil. It's all about letting the machine do its job properly, right?
Right. And if you start hearing weird noises, that's your signal. Turn it off immediately. Prevent more damage. Check for anything loose. Maybe something fell in. But if the noise keeps going or seems internal, definitely call a professional. And finally, water overflowing, often just filling it past the max line, or maybe a blocked drain, or just trying to cook way too much pasta for the cooker's size. Remember, these things are efficient, but even the best gear has limits.
And the crucial takeaway here, for any problem that keeps happening or seems serious, don't try to be a hero, you know? Don't try DIY repairs. Always best to call in a professional. Avoids more damage, and more importantly, keeps everyone safe in the kitchen.
So putting it all together, it's pretty clear, isn't it? A commercial pasta cooker is way more than just another appliance. It's really a strategic investment in efficiency, in quality, and in long-term savings for the operation. Understanding those differences between brands and really committing to proper maintenance, that's critical to getting the most out of it.
Yeah, it totally reframes how you think about buying equipment. It becomes this strategic long-term investment decision. By picking the right cooker for what you specifically need, maybe it's Rosito Bassani for that traditional perfection, that quality, that lasts, or Pitco for sheer high-volume speed and bulletproof durability, or maybe Electrolux for that cutting-edge energy efficiency and just ease of use, and then really partnering with a solid service company, you can unlock some incredible benefits for your kitchen. It's all about making sure that equipment runs at its best, consistently turns out amazing pasta, and ultimately, yeah, boosts your restaurant's success and its reputation. This deep dive really showed us how one piece of equipment, maybe seemingly small, can have such a massive impact on the whole operation. So here's a final thought for you to maybe mull over, a provocative question. What other essential, maybe behind-the-scenes equipment in your own work or even at home, what might be hiding similar gains? Efficiency gains, cost savings, operational improvements, if you just took a deeper look at its specs, its maintenance needs, the support available for it. Where else could a little bit of knowledge really go a long, long way?